This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The court is still too darn cold.
It's very cold in there.
And after all the testimony about Stormy and Karen,
Trump's courthouse birthday message to his wife.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday.
Then, Harvey Weinstein fury. This accuser comes forward to vent her anger.
What was your reaction when you heard that the conviction had been overturned?
And the professors. Taken into custody.
You call the philosophy department office and tell them I've been arrested.
Then,
unruly passengers at airports. Are they too drunk to fly even before they board the plane?
You're being mean. You should be loving.
And you shouldn't be drunk.
Are some airport bars over-serving flyers?
Obviously, you've had a couple of drinks.
Inside Edition investigates. And was this dog abandoned? Look, he's chasing his owner.
A witness says she saw the dog getting pushed out of the car window right here in this busy intersection.
Who could be so heartless?
It was extremely heartbreaking.
Then, tennis anyone? The hot new look.
As Zendaya fans flock to the theaters in tennis outfits.
Plus, don't hurt him.
Careful now, here we come.
Oh, the NFL commissioner. He just had back surgery. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It's got to be one of the weirdest birthday wishes ever. As Donald Trump was entering court for the fourth day of testimony in the hush money trial, the former president wished his wife, Melania, a happy birthday. Of course, the trial is about payments made to a porn star with whom he allegedly had sex while his wife was pregnant with their son. Amber Cogliano is at the courthouse.
A strange moment at the Trump hush money trial Friday. The former president wished Melania a happy 54th birthday. This after all that sensational testimony about porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse for a rig trial.
And he's still complaining about the cold courtroom.
It's very cold in there, for one purpose, I believe. They don't seem to be able to get the temperature up. It shouldn't be that complicated.
As he walked away, someone shouted, David Pecker is back on the stand today, the former National Enquirer boss, testifying that he helped Trump by buying and burying embarrassing stories. But he also admitted that Trump wasn't the only high-profile celebrity that he had a catch-and-kill relationship with. Pecker testified he paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to kill negative stories about Arnold Schwarzenegger when the actor was running for governor of California in 2003. 30 to 40 women called with stories of relationships and sexual harassment. But some women went public and Schwarzenegger was forced to apologize.
I have behaved badly sometimes, and those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I'm deeply sorry about that.
And Pecker says he used a compromising photo of Tiger Woods as leverage to strong-arm the golf superstar into appearing on the cover of another magazine Pecker ran, Men's Fitness.
I think people are way underestimating the significance of this trial.
Dr. Phil is weighing in today on the trial. Before his fame as a TV personality, Dr. Phil was a prominent jury consultant. He is hosting a two-part special on the Trump case next week on his new TV network, Merritt Street Media.
And this is a dangerous jury for both sides. We have two lawyers on this jury panel, and that, I think, is a wild card. They can dominate the entire thing.
Everyone is wondering, will Donald Trump take the stand in his own defense? Should he?
Absolutely 100% not. If they allow Donald Trump to take the stand, I think that would be a reckless decision, and it would tell me that he's running the trial team instead of qualified lawyers.
Mr. Trump said after court today he would be flying to Florida. There continues to be vociferous reaction to the overturning of the New York sexual assault conviction of Harvey Weinstein. The disgraced movie producer remains in prison while some of his 100 accusers say they're being assaulted all over again, this time by the courts. Les Trent reports.
All these Harvey Weinstein accusers are speaking out today following the stunning reversal of his sex crimes convictions.
A lot of other victims are just reliving that trauma and that pain.
I spoke to model Ambra Gutierrez, who says Weinstein put his hand up her skirt during a meeting in his office in 2015.
The model reported the incident to police, and to bolster the case against Weinstein, cops asked her to wear a wire during a follow-up meeting at this Manhattan hotel.
The movie producer was recorded telling Ambra to watch him take a shower.
I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
Weinstein was not charged in that case.
That was my question for so many years of why it was not stopped back in 2015 when I did everything I could have to just get all the proof I could.
Nonprofit executive Louise Godbold says she's been in contact with other accusers in the aftermath of the court ruling.
We were on a group text, and I think that there were so many different layers of reaction, the initial shock, and then the great sadness.
We also spoke to actress Caitlin Delaney, another Weinstein accuser.
I was so stunned. For me, it wasn't something that I imagined was possible.
Actress Ashley Judd, whose accusations against Weinstein triggered the Me Too movement, spoke to CBS Mornings today.
Now I have to invest in talking about how not only is Harvey Weinstein still guilty, but we have institutional betrayal.
Weinstein is expected to be transferred to a prison closer to Manhattan so he can have easier access with his legal team about their next moves regarding a potential retrial. Movie producer Mimi Haley, who Weinstein was convicted of sexually assaulting, says she would consider testifying again.
I feel overturning Harvey Weinstein's conviction was a terrible decision.
These women say despite the court ruling, they have no regrets about speaking out.
Bottom line for you is that Harvey Weinstein belongs in jail.
Yes, it does belong in jail because we need a strong example that the justice system is not going to fail.
Weinstein's also appealing his 16-year sentence in California for a separate rape conviction. He's denied all allegations of non-consensual sex. Other news today, they started their college careers in isolation because of COVID, and now it's ending in chaos. The class of 2024 started university in the midst of the COVID pandemic. Now for many, college commencement is being marred by protests over Palestine. Here's Stephen Fabian.
There's dismay today at USC, where violent protests triggered the cancellation of the main commencement ceremony. 65,000 attended last year's commencement. Actor Billy Baldwin, whose son is graduating USC, posted, "This is horrible. Remember, many of these students had their high school commencements canceled due to COVID."
It's horrible. 2020, we had COVID, lost that graduation. Now this graduation, we've been waiting for this day. 4 years, all our hard work.
I feel sad because I know some parents are traveling from all over the world to come here.
Students and their parents are on edge in anticipation of commencement ceremonies being disrupted at other colleges.
I don't know how they can secure the site of Columbia University, where 30, 40,000 people would gather at once for university commencement.
At Emory University in Atlanta, students are upset after cops broke up a pro-Palestinian tent encampment. This man was tased despite being in handcuffs. Two professors were also caught up in the chaos.
I am a professor! I am a professor!
Can you call them?
The class of 2024 may be losing more than graduation hoopla. Corporate recruiters are said to be turning away from the elite schools.
What type of student do we really get out of Harvard, out of Columbia, out of Yale? Because these schools have become, in their curriculum, so politicized and de-emphasizing sort of, you know, intellectual pursuit of knowledge.
And there's outrage today over a sign held up during a protest at George Washington University. It calls for a final solution, the Nazi term for the annihilation of the Jews. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik posted, "This is beyond unacceptable."
Bring them home! Alive! Now!
Meanwhile, pro-Israeli protesters are refocusing attention on the hostages still in Gaza.
About 1,000 pro-Israel demonstrators have gathered here just outside the gates of Columbia University in a show of support to all the hostages taken back on October 7th. They're waving the Israeli flag and also chanting in unison, "Bring them home."
Israel says 129 hostages remain held by Hamas, including the bodies of 34 people. He was not on a football field last night, but NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell might be feeling a little beat up after all those hugs he got during the NFL draft last night.
Bear hug after bear hug. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell gets the traditional big squeeze during last night's 2024 NFL draft. Just look at the enormity of the crowd. A record 275,000 fans packed into downtown Detroit to see it all. Detroit rapper Eminem kicked off the night.
Detroit! What up?
A lot of people didn't know that Goodell had back surgery just 3 weeks ago. 6'6", 320-pound J.C. Latham of the University of Alabama strutted out after his selection by the Tennessee Titans and lifted Goodell off his feet. Watch the instant replay.
Careful now. Here we come.
Oh,
back surgery 3 weeks ago.
But hey, what's a little back surgery when these guys are seeing their dreams come true?
Coming off back surgery, yeah, just taking his time.
Easy with the hug.
Easy, fella.
And that was only night number one. There are more hugs to come.
Now check this out. A woman in Florida heard something at the back door, so she looked outside and she saw an alligator. The dog saw it too, and the dog wasn't going to have it. He barked his head off and watched the gator hightail it out of there. In this contest, the dog wins. And speaking of our four-legged friends, this next story will break your heart. A woman deserts her dog on a busy street and then, as Jim Murray reports, just drives away while her confused pooch runs after the car.
Look at this poor dog.
This little guy is desperately trying to get back into the car. Has his owner just abandoned the pup in the middle of a busy street?
The owner literally is leaving him. Look!
The heartbreaking video shows the pooch chasing the black Lexus with no license plate down the road.
Oh my God!
The witness recording the video cannot believe it. Look, the dog catches up to the car more than a mile away. The dog again jumps up, trying to get back inside, but the driver zooms off. Incredibly, the dog catches up a third time. Once again, he's rejected by the cruel driver.
A witness says she saw the dog getting pushed out of the car window right here in this busy intersection in Long Beach, California. It was so shocking, she started shooting video.
Good Samaritan Destiny Gomez saw the video on social media and jumped into action.
I knew right away that I needed to react before it was too late, and he ends up getting hit by a car.
Destiny recognized the neighborhood and drove down there, but no luck finding the dog.
Who would do such a thing? Heartless.
Yeah, it was extremely heartbreaking. It was the worst. I started crying. I couldn't stop crying.
Destiny enlisted the help of her boyfriend, Kevin Moran. 24 hours after the dog was abandoned, success. Kevin found the dog wandering down a sidewalk.
Doggy.
With a few doggy treats, he gains the dog's trust. And here's the bull terrier mix today. Look, he's obedient and well-trained. And now he has a new name, Chico.
Chico is a sweetheart. He is a cuddler. He loves walks.
Now Chico is getting the love and care he deserves after this heartless act.
The owner literally is leaving him. Look!
Chico is now at a very nice foster home.
Next.
Unruly passengers at airports. Are they too drunk to fly even before they board the plane?
You're being mean. You should be loving.
And you shouldn't be drunk.
Are some airport bars overserving flyers?
Obviously, you've had a couple drinks.
Inside Edition investigates. Then, tennis anyone? The hot new look.
As Zendaya fans flock to the theaters in tennis outfits.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some airlines have a problem. Passengers who may be overserved at airport bars. Lisa Guerrero reports.
We've all seen those disturbing videos of passengers creating chaos on planes. But it turns out authorities say many passengers are intoxicated before they even board. Could it be that some airport bars are over-serving passengers?
Obviously, you've had a couple drinks.
This intoxicated dude was allegedly hassling patrons at a restaurant bar before his flight.
I didn't do anything.
You kicked me, Jerry. That wasn't necessary.
He got hauled away in cuffs.
Tell me why I'm kicked off of this plane.
Cops say this guy was so out of control, he got kicked off the plane before takeoff and then dragged out of the jetway at Tampa Bay International Airport.
Why are some of these passengers unruly?
The airport is a very stressful place. People have time to kill. I throw in maybe some alcohol and it tends to sometimes get explosive.
Tampa Airport Police Chief Charlie Vasquez says some of these booze-fueled incidents can get really nasty, like this liquored-up passenger who lashed out at an officer after cops did their best to locate his lost bag. And airport cops say this woman was so drunk she had to be rolled out of the terminal in a wheelchair.
You're being mean. You should be loving.
You shouldn't be drunk.
Last year, the FAA investigated more than 1,500 unruly passenger incidents nationwide.
So back to the big question. Are some airport bars over-serving passengers? At Newark Airport in New Jersey, two Inside Edition producers started ordering drinks just to see how far we could go. The drinks kept coming. two Negronis, a shot of bourbon, then two double bourbons,
numbers 8 and 9,
a double vodka, and a beer,
number 10,
equal to 10 drinks in just 2 hours. When the staff wasn't looking, we poured them all out.
Don't overdrink, and you'll probably get on your way and get your destination.
Tampa International Airport says their servers and bartenders get safety training to identify intoxication. When we come back, Zendaya kicks off a fashion craze. Tennis, anyone?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Zendaya plays a tennis star in a new movie, and as Allison Hall reports, she is inspiring a fashion trend.
Zendaya sends pulses racing, serving up sexy tennis-inspired looks. She showed lots of leg in Milan wearing a pleated mini dress with a plunging neckline. Check out her shoes. They have tennis balls on the heels. She's heating up the red carpet, promoting her seductive tennis movie, Challengers.
Challengers is out today, and Zendaya fans are flocking to theaters in tennis-themed fashions. The trend is called What Else? Tennis Core. I'm ready in my pleated mini skirt, my tennis ball neon, and of course, my knit sweater.
Look at how cute this is.
Fans are taking to social media, acing the look. At Bloomingdale's in New York City, Tennis Core is a smash.
Some of the key elements of Tennis Core would be a loafer. You are seeing a lot of stripes. We're seeing pleated skirts. We're seeing collared shirts again. And then, of course, that classic cable knit sweater that could just be draped over your shoulders in such a cool new way.
Game, set, match.
And when we come back, a workday oops. Finally today, she had a little run-in with the curling iron while getting ready for work. Being late wasn't an option.
Good morning. Driving to work. Had a little rough start this morning. Yeah, this is in there real good. Mm-hmm. And I'm not cutting my hair. So looks like the curling iron's coming with. Have a good day. It's gonna be a great day.
That's the spirit. That's Inside Edition. Thank you for watching.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.